by Argentina to the World presents Discovering Argentina. Today we bring you La Puna Salteña.
Cuando un grito doliente nace desde el vientre de alguna caja y la copla se vuelve ausencia, como me acuerdo de Salta. Si la tarde es color lapacho y en el aire hay olor a zamba y la copla es una paloma, como me acuerdo de Salta. Y si lejos estoy, yo siento que estás metida en mi alma. Y es un grito a mi corazón cuando te canto esta samba.
The Argentine Puna has some of the most beautiful landscapes in the country, a beauty enhanced by the ancient villages and traditions which are centuries old. Between mountains and valleys, at an altitude of between 3,500 and 4,000 meters above sea level, the Puna of Salta is some 1,700 kilometers away from the city of Buenos Aires. The area features some of the most famous volcanoes in northern Argentina, like the Socompa, the Yuyayaco, and Azufre. There are also some salt flats, such as Arizaro, which is 4,700 kilometers long and is one of the largest in Argentina. Rincón is another salt flat, and Los Cangrejillos, just to mention another one. The Puna Salteña is in the geographical region known as Atacama, which covers both northern Argentina and northern Chile. The weather here is dry and windy, sunny and warm during the day, and it's very, very cold at night.
Renace con emoción el recuerdo de mi adiós. Nostalgia de tu río, el valle mío, ceibos en flor.
Tolar Grande is one of the many ancient villages that can be found in the Salta Puna. It has no more than 300 inhabitants, and they present themselves culturally as descendants of the Coya Aboriginal people. And here, we can get a guide from the LICA network of community-based rural tourism. This group is integrated by entrepreneurs from some 20 families from this original community, and they offer tours, lodging, and gastronomy. For more info on this, go to this website, licantolargrande.com. An unmissable sight here also is San Antonio de los Cobres, which is the head town of the region, and is also the end of the trail of the world-famous Train to the Clouds. The village is located at over 3,700 meters above sea level, at the foot of the Cerro Terciopelo, the Velvet Hill. San Antonio de los Cobres is located within the Andes Natural Wildlife Reserve, which is 1.5 million hectares vast. It was created to protect one of the most incredible environments in the world, and its particular fauna, its wildlife, includes vicuñas, Andean cats, and southern flamencos. Thank you.
río que pasa y no vuelve, como el camino que lejos se pierde. Así mi vida se ha de perder. Ay, mi Salta querida, ya nunca más te voy a volver a ver. Ay, mi Salta querida, ya nunca más te voy a volver a ver.
A few kilometers away from San Antonio de los Cobres, there is an incredible piece of engineering, the 63-meter-high La Polvorilla Viaduct. In this place, at 4,200 meters of height, the train used to make a stop for travelers to appreciate the breathtaking views. Also, about 35 kilometers away from San Antonio de los Cobres is El Mojón, a tiny village at the museum in the country that is located the highest above sea level. The museum displays pieces that belonged to the first inhabitants in this area. In El Mojón, there is also a small chapel and a pretty, pretty charming inn.
Cuando un grito doliente nace desde el vientre de alguna caja y la copla se vuelve ausencia, como me acuerdo de Salta. Si la tarde es color lapacho y en el aire hay olor a zamba y la copla es una paloma, como me acuerdo de Salta. Y si lejos estoy, yo siento que estás metida en mi alma. Y es un grito a mi corazón cuando te canto esta samba. Y es un grito a mi corazón cuando me acuerdo de Salta. Cuando el duende verde se mete por las bocas.
This was another installment of Discovering Argentina, a feature by Silvana Avellaneda. Today we brought you a chapter dedicated to the Puna Salteña.